I think I'm going to, first of all, our topic today is how to find new members, or how have you found new members. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand the microphone around so you can introduce yourself and tell me where your last, how you got your last member, if it was brought in by somebody as a friend or some acquaintance, or if, you know, however you got your last member, just let us know. And I'm Artis Bazin. I'm chair of the CCB Membership Committee. And our last member was brought by a friend. They brought her to the meeting. And I think that's how we've gotten most of our members. Either they were brought in by a friend or somebody knew them. Okay, I'm going to go to my left here.
This is Stephanie Rood, East LA. I personally haven't brought any members in, but we are considering adding something to our meetings to hopefully pull people in, which is, we've discussed it a little, but that's it, is the sharing of an app a month. So each month there'll be a new iOS app or an iOS app to describe and demonstrate. I'm going to pass the mic on.
Good morning. My name is Luis Herrera, East Los Angeles chapter, even though I live in the San Fernando Valley, but it's okay. Anyway, last time I had somebody join CCB, the interesting thing, we met at an airport and told them about what CCB is and what it does, how it works, and this individual found it to be interesting. So he was supposed to join, and he ended up sending me an email saying that he joined his local chapter. Now the question is this: how come I never remember who he was when he sent me an email? Until he called me, and then I realized who it was that I was talking to. So it, you never know where you're going to meet people that find an interest on what CCB does and want to be a part of it.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. This is Marie Herrera. And Luis better half. As an instructor at the Junior Blind of America, I try to promote CCB to the young students. Because, like we were mentioning last night, we need new young people in the organization. And I'm exposed to 19, 20, 21-year-olds, so I try to tell them what's going on with this organization. And I try to invite them to our chapter meetings by enticing them with the menu and telling them it's only $5. And but I tell them, you know, what the meaning of CCB is, and I have incorporated in the last couple of years at least 10 new members to our chapter.
Our last member was actually brought in. He was someone that I've seen on the bus a lot, and I've kind of tried to get him to come around. So I sent out a Facebook post and tagged people that either hadn't came for a long time or had never been, and got him to show up, and it was a second meeting, so we were able to vote him in.
I'm Kevin Verkry, Artis's other half. Best I could tell you is that whenever I have a chance to talk to people, I always talk up the CCB and what the benefits of membership are. I don't think I've brought anybody in, but I give it my best shot. Okay, let's move on down the line here. Here's the president. Let's see what she can tell us.
We usually bring people in by word of mouth from friends telling friends. And the last time was someone had seen our organization information, not my roster, but someone saw our information on the website. So she called me and I told her about CCB and she came. And right now we have 58 58 members, so I guess we're doing something right, but usually it's by word of mouth. So this, I'm sorry, I'm Pam Pology, by the way, president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter. So thank you. I'll pass the mic to Nellie here.
Good morning. I'm Nellie Emerson, and I'm a member of Active Blind Inland Valleys chapter and past president. I haven't brought in any members lately, but when I did, it was through various ways. Sometimes people would see something on the CCB website and they'd call me up at home and I'd talk to them about it. Or if I happened to, you know, run into blind people in various places just doing things, I'd mention about CCB. So we're a small chapter, but we're always out there looking for people and doing what we can.
Hi, everyone. This is Christy Crespin. One of my friends actually just joined in January, so I'm really happy. We are the Active Blind Inland Valleys chapter, and one of the things that I've suggested is to start reaching out to some of the people that were in our chapter, have been on our roster in the past, and to personally call them and reach out to them. So that's one of the undertakings. And we actually got three new members in January.
I'm Ed Crespin, and basically I haven't, in a sense, really brought in anybody, but I've encouraged all my people and my caseload to attend. Well, okay, yeah. But I try to encourage the people on my caseload to come in. It's like pulling teeth sometimes because they're supposedly busy and they can't do it. They're studying, they're working, they're trying to find a job, and it's like, it's difficult. But I really, really push my people as much as I can.
Hello, I'm Amanda. And I'm Amanda Winkler from Active Blind Inland Valleys. And the last person I brought in, I was basically sitting across from at lunch. And they asked, I guess I was talking to my significant other about what we were doing that weekend. And so we invited him.
And this is Kelly Hill, the significant other. I work in assistive technology, so I always talk about both advocacy organizations to my students, but of course I'm lean towards the CCB and tell them that that's the good one. And the last person I brought in is actually now the president of our chapter, and Ed kind of brought me in and this other person too, so I think it's a group effort, and thank you very much.
I'm Vivian Younger, and I'm with GDUC, and the last two members that we have, we're fortunate to get from one of the guide dog training programs, and also through the legislation involvement. We're very involved with that process right now. Okay. Oh, the perfect, thank you. I happen to be membership chair of GDUC, and we're running a membership drive. So if you join our organization, and between now and the 30th of June, if you'd like to earn a $100 gift Visa card by bringing on a member, once you become a member, it's the top three who will get one of those cards. And some of you may not be to the business meeting for GDUC, so I'm just going to say them really fast. If you know someone, let's say you want to join, so you join, and you know someone, say from a school that, you know, I remember that person being in the guide dog training school, or you know a friend, you know, send them our way. And then also another rule is that you must be a guide dog handler and or someone who has been accepted into a guide dog training program. Yes, there you go.
Okay, who wants to be first over here? Would you like to? Sure, we'll start with you.
Hello, this is Steve Fort. Good morning. This is my morning voice, anyway. And maybe a chapter, the last few members have become interested in CCB through their association with East Bay Center for the Blind, where we meet in Berkeley. And we have 51 home chapter members, and we have an attendance usually of about 25 to 28 members for the business meeting. And a lot of the chapter members are older. But anyway, in regard to the topic, that's how we have gotten the last few members, new members to our chapter.
Jeff Tom, Capital Chapter, and we are one of these chapters, like Bayview, that has some multi-generation within families, and I'm proud to say that one of our last two members that came in February, just under the deadline, was someone who several people in this room know, my daughter, Andy, and she demonstrated her commitment by paying her own dues, not having her parents pay them, so...
Okay, I got it, Jeff. All right, we'll go over here. Here you go. Okay, there you go.
I'm Frank Welty from the San Francisco chapter, and the last person who joined our chapter was a friend of one of our existing members. So because she's a friend of this member, she's been coming to the meetings with her friend, and so she joined.
Good morning. This is Pam Metz, treasurer of Greater LA. The last member I actually brought in, I met her on Access, and she asked me a lot of very intense and deep questions about CCB. She was actually a member of NFB, and she wanted to know how we ran our meetings and conventions, and she came to one meeting, and the second meeting she joined, and she's a very strong member of Greater LA right now.
Good morning, Ken Metz, Greater LA Chapter President. And the last member we got was just a couple of weeks ago, so she's not on the roster for this convention. Pam mentioned that she met the one person in our Access Paratransit, and then this same person had a friend who needed some assistance from someone to be an advocate for her friend with the Department of Rehab. And I ran some interference for her, did become her advocate, and she now has joined our chapter. I think it's important that we start to get members by mentoring other people even before they're members, because that's how they become interested in and how they find out what we actually do in CCB and what we're all about. Thank you.
Who do we go to?
Good morning. I'm Anthony Signorello. I'm with the Burbank Glendale Burbank chapter. And as Artis said, our last member was brought in by a friend. In the past, helping to bring in members, they generally I brought one in by a class that I was in, and another one who's a close friend of mine. And and working on a third person right now to see if they can get them interested in joining our chapter.
Well, I'm not really part of this, but actually I will tell you an interesting story that I had. I brought in Oregon. I met a man in a bar, actually. He had been blind for 2 years as a result, a young man, as a result of an auto accident. And he was actually in line. His family owned this bar, and he had been, before he lost his sight, in line to buy it. And I was talking to him about that, and eventually I was able to get him to join our chapter. So that's, you never know who you can meet in a bar. Oh, my name is Michael, is mine.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Christine Bailey. I'm the president of the Inland Empire chapter. I'm also involved in a group in Riverside at Janet Goski called the Riverside Braille Club. Our last two members came from there because they are part of our choir group. We are a social group, and we also sing for our groups. So that's how we got our last two members.
My name is Edel Galavis. Good morning. My name is Edel Galavis, and I'm a member of her chapter. And that's how we did get them in. I personally have not been able to get anybody signed up yet, but I'm trying. Thank you. I got it. Okay. Over here.
There you go. Microphone. Oh. This is Debbie Berry. And I haven't brought anyone in. However, one of my coworkers, she doesn't work with me, but she works in the VA in another department. She is a client of Regional Center, you know, developmentally disabled, but very, very high functioning. And we have lunch together almost every day. And she helps me with some of the visual things in life, and I help her with, you know, some of the cognitive things in life. And we've developed a friendship. Well, her name is Ray, just to make the story a little easier to tell. And she's visited Greater LA a couple of times, and she also has an anxiety disorder. That's part of the problem. She doesn't feel totally comfortable in Greater LA and doesn't even know if she wants to come all the time. But I told her, why don't you try to try our Glendale Burbank chapter? That is my primary chapter. And another thing that I need to say is she had an accident. She can only see well out of one eye. That's one thing. Right. She had an accident in December and broke her hip, and so she's been off work for a few months. And her regional counselor, you know, said you should apply for access. Well, we had it all set up where she was coming to our meeting in April, our Glendale Burbank. And the night before, she called and said, you know, I don't want to take access. It'll be my first time taking access. And she's taken access with us, so she knows how it works. But she's going to be by herself because she doesn't live in my area. You know, otherwise I would go with her. And going to a new place in a new city that she's never been in, and she's just gotten back to work. It's just too much for her to handle. And, you know, one thing that I've learned is you've got to accept people where they are, not where you think that they should be. So she's going to come in June. I told her about our Glendale Burbank chapter. It's small, but we are trying to build our membership, and I think it's a wonderful chapter. And it's warm, I think. And I'm not just saying that because Artis is here. And I just hope that she'll, you know, maybe not be a, you know, a member that's going to come every single time, but if she could come, you know, felt comfortable enough to come, you know, when she feels comfortable, for her, that would be a huge, huge step. Thank you for listening, everyone, and have a blessed day. And here is my better half.
Hello, everyone. This is Bill Berry, a member of the San Gabriel Valley chapter. And I have not been able to bring any members in at the present time. I do talk to people. I work at the Junior Blind as a volunteer, and I talk to some of the students there about what our mission is in CCB. And so far I haven't gotten any takers yet, but I'm going to continue to pursue that avenue. Thank you very much.
Good morning. This is Judy Wilkinson, and I'm going to put on my Kahlua hat for a minute and talk about getting membership for a statewide affiliate. I think it's great to have a project to invite people to. So from time to time, we put an announcement on all of our lists inviting people to our book club. And I'm just going to mention that one of our next book clubs is going to be reading the book that everybody's going to be reading at ACB by this the author who's coming to visit the national affiliate, and we're going to be talking about his book at the Lua meeting in July. But locally in California, we're going to talk about his books too. So watch for an announcement about coming to that meeting and talking about his books. But we periodically put an announcement on our lists and hope that people will remember that we all read. And so if you can hook somebody with a particular interest, that's often a great way to get them to join. Thanks.
Okay, did we miss anybody? All right.
Okay, did we get everyone? Okay, thank you all for giving some pointers on how you found people. We have a membership committee in our chapter, and recently we've been talking about doing an open house. We've never done that before, but we thought it might be a good way to get some new members. Also, in Burbank, we know there is a Burbank Braille Club at the Senior Center, so we thought if we'd have the open house in Burbank, we might be more likely to get some of them, because I've spoken to that group before in the past, and they were interested, but they didn't want to come to Glendale. Most of them take Burbank transportation, and that only goes to Burbank, except for doctor's appointments. So sometimes you have to think outside of the box and not think you have to do the same old things all the time. You have to think what might generate new people to come to your group. We've also started, it sounded like East LA is starting to do something technology related. We started a few months ago that if we have time at the end of the meeting, we take 15 minutes to share a new technology, and it doesn't have to be a computer related. It can be a old technology, something that's, you know, just a device that you use, a phone, etc., in hopes that we can get more people involved. And then also talk about an advocacy issue in which a member is interested in doing something about. Have any of you ever had an open house or a special event where you've tried to reach out to the community, circulated it in the community to get more people come or not?
Artists, this is Luis Herrera. In my real job, one of the things that I do is do a lot of outreach and leveraging. And since I work for a public utility, we have certain guidelines about outreach to the economically disadvantaged and disabled communities. One of the things that I have been working on in terms of the Hispanic and the Asian population is doing parent group meetings to get some of the parents to understand that they're not going to be around forever, and their child needs to learn to be a little more independent. And I'm thinking of organizing something like that for the Hispanic parents of blind young men and women who are at high school or near college age, so that they can start to understand that there are advocacy organizations that can help them improve their quality of life, and hopefully we can start the ball rolling to get more people to sign up. It's something that evolved after a project I did with a culture that I knew nothing about, the Asian population, and I'm seeing the benefits of something that I strategized, just threw together, and it's working. So if it worked for them, I'm sure it'll work for the other cultural demographic groups.
Great. It's always good to reach out sometimes out of our comfort zone and think of other groups that we could identify to try to get more people interested. Has anyone else ever gotten people through an outreach effort? Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Artis. I was going to say that we have another group in our area for blindness. It's to educate people, especially who are newly blind and elderly, who may be losing their vision through macular degeneration or unfortunate diseases like that. And it's called Eye Diseases Are Serious. So it's EYE-D-A-S. It's called IDIS. And so a couple of times, and I belong to that organization, so of course I always talk about events that are upcoming in our organization. And so we've gotten some members through that. And then when we have our fundraiser every year, our pizza pasta party fundraiser at the VFW, Veterans of Foreign War Hall in Monrovia. So we've got a few people through that because, you know, it's a public facility, you know, for the veterans. And so when we hold our event, the veterans that are there all the time will tell their friends who are maybe blinded veterans or who know somebody, and it's really a good way to reach out. And also through churches, because somebody might know somebody who would benefit from our organization, either by advocacy or even just by emotional and social support. Thank you very much.
Couple of things. I've really been reminded just this week that it's really important to carry like business cards or some little card that has our address and stuff. I met a man on my floor at the hotel who, you know, of course, what are all of you people doing here? And I said, you know, advocacy. I gave him about a 30-second spiel, and he said, "Oh, it must be so awful." I said, "You know, no, it's, you know, we're doing great work. We have a lot of stuff." He said, "Do you guys have a website that I could look at?" And I stood there and told it to him, and I thought, why didn't I have a card? You know, I could have just handed him, and that's just a member of the public. You know, just the other thing that we're thinking about at Bayview, I'm still pushing this idea for membership. We happen to have our meetings right across the street from where there's held every week a huge flea market. So we're thinking, let's go to the flea market, have a little booth and table and hand out information. You know, it's a widespread net, but you never know who you're going to reel in.
Hello, it's Sarah Harris again from Fresno. Promise not to make it ugly noise. One thing that we are currently working on and we're almost in the process of finishing is we have made a brochure for our local chapter. And with doing that, we want to hand these out to, of course, ophthalmologists, the schools, our local blind center, Talking Book Library, and also use it within outreach in the community. Because a lot of times we hear, well, what is CCB? You know, what do you do? And this is a way to have this readily available for people to see and share with their family members that are suffering from vision loss. And I also had a run-in with somebody in the casino our first night here, and she was like, "You're blind, really?" She said, "Well, what are you doing here?" And I said, "Well, we're here for a convention." And she says, "Well, my ex-husband is blind." And so she called him. I don't know if he ever showed up, but she was on the phone with him at midnight trying to get him to come. So that would be really interesting. And I do agree with Judy, is we need to have like some little business cards, because we can give the elevator pitch, but do they always remember? You know, that's the biggest thing. The other thing is something that I've been thinking about is, you know, we keep talking about our youth and reaching out to our youth. One way that I think we could do that is to reach out to organizations, I mean, such as Blind Babies. And I know that their kids are younger, but maybe, you know, if we include that 12 to 16 age range of, you know, maybe making them, you know, like a little junior member like they do with the police department, little junior officers. And that could get their parents involved as well and help them to learn how to advocate for their children within the system. And also let them know that we are very capable of having very full and happy lives. You know, give them some hope and, you know, just reach out and, you know, think out of the box. That's it. Thank you, guys.
No, that's very good ideas. And I think another thing we have to remember is sometimes people aren't ready or willing at the time we talk to them. I have an email list that I've developed just from people that I've talked to out and about. And I have several people on that email list. It's a one-way list. I send out announcements about different things I read about blindness things, and send them out to the list. And there's quite a few people on that list that have never attended our chapter meetings, but they appreciate getting the information. And I hope that, well, someday they will come to a chapter meeting. But not everyone is willing to do that. And sometimes older people don't want to sign up for access services. They just don't feel comfortable doing that. We did have one gal come and visit our meeting. She lives in Santa Clarita, and that's a long ways to come. And she came to one meeting, and unfortunately, she brought her mom along, and her mom said, "You're never going to come to this meeting again. It's way too far away, blah, blah, blah." And we've never seen her since. She joined, but she never came back. And unfortunately, you know, that's the way it is sometimes. And we do live in a huge city, and it doesn't, it's not easy to get to chapter meetings for a lot of people. And not everyone has the time to be on an access ride for an hour and a half to go to and from a meeting. Or even if they have the time, they aren't always willing to commit that much time. So I think if we can reach out to people and tell them about our organization, at some point in time, they're going to find out that they really do need the organization and they really do want to have more access to information. So I think even if we can't always get someone to join, just by befriending people and keeping them, you know, on focus and letting them know what we're all about is going to be advantageous. Does anyone else have some way to share how you've... Okay. Who is the first lady that spoke? Okay, Pam Metz, and then second it was Ken, and third, who is the person? Kelly, okay.
All right, we'll start over with the in the Metz corner. That's right. Here you go.
Your name is Moses.
One of the things that Greater LA is doing, and is we do, and myself personally, and I'm getting the chapters to do it too, the chapter to do it is to pay it forward. So we are doing a food drive in June that I am hoping I can get it out, the information out to the community and different community centers to let them know that this is what we're doing. And we did a toy drive in December that was very successful, and we raised toys through the Lions Club and through our chapter members, and then three of us ended up at 4:30 in the morning going to Topanga Mall to deliver them to KBC News and to ABC News. Oh yeah, KABC. And so I'm planning on doing another one this year. But the one thing that our members like is the fact that we're doing things for the community and allowing the community to see that blind people just don't sit at home and do nothing, and they're asking questions about blindness and CCB.
Well, and then Kelly, I guess. Let me just say that when you do a lot of things to work within the community, there are some benefits, and we did that with. I didn't hear you mention toy drive. In December, we did a toy drive with our local ABC affiliate, and actually three of us from our chapter were at ABC's location in Woodland Hills, right near where our last convention was, at 4:30 a.m. I have trouble understanding you guys. I really do, hearing-wise. But we got a lot of publicity out of it, is my point. And the people even said that they will talk with us about doing a complete human interest story on CCB. So I'm going to be contacting them and working with our president, maybe both presidents, current and new. And we're going to see what we can do to utilize that. One of the other things that we forget sometimes is that we can also have some sighted members. And we're only talking about getting blind folks. We need to get some sighted folks in our chapters that also can assist in supporting what our issues are and what we believe in, and teaching them not only to work with us, but then to become members of our chapter so they too can help promote what we want to gain from being in CCB.
I see the hand.
I'm wondering if anybody has heard of WIOWA, and what can you tell me what it stands for? WIOA? So, do you guys think that this is going to leave a vacuum in services for middle-aged people, older people such as ourselves? Maybe we can, as an organization, think of some way to capitalize on that. Think of some things that we can do that will actually help folks that are newly blinded and older. I know we're not focusing on older members. We've got enough old folks around like me, but there's going to be a lot of folks coming up. Blindness is a happening thing these days, and we need to show these folks. We could maybe have a campaign where we put information in doctors' offices all across the state. WIOWA is the work. What is it, Ed? I don't even know what it. Work incentive. I don't know. Opportunity Act or something like that. So, you know, the DOR is going to focus on youth. I think we should focus on middle-aged folks and older folks. They still have a lot to give the organization, and they're going to need someone to step in and say, hey, this is what blind people can do, and this is what we're currently doing.
In their 30s, 40s.
Yeah, because this is Amanda Wingler again. We're getting a lot of people who are becoming blind due to a lot of diseases, especially diabetes, that are in their mid-30s, 40s, 50s, and they're supposed to be job age.
can't even. Working age, there we go. It's too early in the morning. Working age people, and because they're going blind, they can't work anymore. And also, a lot of them don't want to go back to work, especially when you're 55. You're looking at, okay, I'm going blind. By the time I learn how to do everything blind, I'm going to be almost retired age. Why should I go back to work?
I'm wondering if the, this is Ed Crespin. I was wondering if the organization can create a one-page, I know a lot of us do brochures and flyers, but it would really be nice if we can get a really one-page advertisement that all the chapters can have to put out, because we've done it in our chapter and we've created stuff, but you know, it come and goes, but we really need something. And I know that the CCB has their brochure, but people really like just one page information. I was wondering if the CCB can get volunteers. There's I'm sure colleges, universities that would create a nice brochure for us. The other idea I have, and the CCB used to do this back in the 70s, back in my day, and they had public announcements. We had cassette tapes, and we took them to the different radio stations for free public announcements. So I was wondering if those two things could work, because we as individuals are doing our best, but we really need to figure out a way to reach the public in a broader sense and not just individually one-on-one. One-on-one contact is important, but I still think we need to really advertise and get out there.
We actually did create a document a few years ago called CCB Benefits, and it actually lists the benefits of CCB. It's a one-page flyer. It actually was started at the ACB. We had one called ACB Benefits, and then I changed it into CCB Benefits, so I can send that to anybody that like it, because it is short and sweet. It tells about, you know, different things that CCB does, which sometimes, you know, the big brochure is great if people want to get a more in-depth, you know, thing about CCB, but sometimes it's just easy to get the simple things. Also, the ACB membership committee also just created a resource list. And it's especially helpful for people who have recently had vision loss. And we just brought it out at the legislative seminar president's meeting this year in February. And that's it talks about all the different organizations that have services available for people losing their sight. And it would be beneficial. It would be a good thing for you to hand out. In fact, that was one of the things that we thought when we have our open house, that we would plug that we could, anyone that's losing their sight, if they need to have resources, they could come and we could share resources with them. So anyone that's interested in either one of those, I can put them out. If you're on the CCB membership list, I did put the resource list out there the end of February. But anyone that would like that, to let me know. And I could also put it on the CCB president's list too. So,
I was wondering about the open house. Are you planning on doing it at someone's home or in a restaurant, or where are you planning on holding that? We are having a very difficult time trying to figure out, with a huge geographic area, where to hold meetings that has an extra room and appropriate transportation. So I could see us doing an open house, but it's like, where?
We are looking at a facility. It's called My Other Office. I actually belong to the Burbank Networking International Group for my business, and one of our past members, she has this location. It's called My Other Office, and so they have space available for special events, but they also have special rooms that you can use all the time. But you do have to bring in your own food. And so that's why we probably wouldn't want to use it on a, you know, monthly meeting type thing. But it does have a large event room, plus they have an outdoor patio if you really have a lot of people. So that's what we're going to use for our open house. But I understand the problem with finding meeting room space, because we're looking into changing our meetings possibly to Burbank, just because we know that there is a group of people that with low vision loss that already meet in Burbank who might be interested in coming. So it is hard, because some of them have a minimum that you have to have to have the room. Like if they have a space that'll hold 70, they like to have a minimum of 50. Or they're going to allow overflow into that section. So we currently meet in a restaurant where there's people in there coming in and out all the time. And most of the time it's not an issue, because there's not a lot of people in there. But every once in a while it does get noise on the side. So it definitely is hard to find a place in your community. All you can do is just call, you know, all the different restaurants and places in town. And sometimes libraries have rooms, but unfortunately, if you use a room in a library, they don't always want you to bring food in, and sometimes that's what draws people to the meeting, is if you have food. So,
Christy, oh, I'm Louis Herrera. Christy, one of the things that I, along with the group leaders from Fiesta Educativa, which is a large Hispanic disability outreach group, have done is, and this came as a result of a brainstorming session of what is the best way to reach out to people who are either not comfortable or don't know where to turn. And what we discovered is that, and what has worked, is that we have broken up the regions that we were targeting into small sections and had family gatherings. Find out who the parent, the vocal parent leader is in that group, and get people within their local vicinity and organize a little get-together at their home to make them understand that, hey, there are other people who have a similar situation, have found a way to deal and take advantage of a collaborative effort by others to help them, you know, get the services and resources that they need, and we found it to be very successful. I'd be more than happy to talk to you, because you're in an area where I do a lot of collaborative planning with the Inland Empire, because it's such a big area that's way underserved, and I'm sure that CCB can also benefit from some of the work that we're doing over there.
Sometimes if you go to your different city meetings, like if you go to a Chamber of Commerce, most of them allow you to visit and participate in activities. And sometimes you can learn about where you can get meeting spaces by participating in some kind of a community group. And that's also a way you can find new blind people, too. They might not always come to your meeting, but you do meet them. So by being out and about, you know, that really gives you an avenue to explore different places to meet people, different people to invite, or just learn about things that you can share with your chapter. Is there anyone else that has something they wish to share? I know some people in here have a meeting that starts at 8:30, so. Okay, I guess everybody's all talked out. Well, I appreciate you all coming to the breakfast, and I hope you all learn something new. And please let me know if you know of other things that we could do in CCB to get the word out and to help the different chapters grow. I know somebody recommended that we maybe have a membership focus call like we do nationally. I know the ACB membership committee has quarterly focus calls where we talk about particular membership issues, and I usually post those on the membership email list for CCB, and some of you have come on those calls, but I think it's a good way to learn and share about the organization and how we can get new members. Thank you all for coming.